This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
The biggest investment most people will ever make is their home. For many couples, it's the largest business partnership that they enter into. And for many, it will last decades. But how much do you really know about real estate? If the answer is not a lot, then you're in the right place. For the next hour, it's Real Talk Washington with Andy Sikora. And here's your host and local real estate expert, Andy Sikora.
Hello, and welcome to Real Talk Washington. And meet my co-host, Marty Watson. Hello, Marty.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And on the line, we also have Ron Quintero, who is the CEO and co-founder of the Real Estate Radio Network. Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Good. How you two doing?
Very good here. Hey, Real Talk Washington is part of the Real Estate Radio Network. Our goal in this show is to provide you with counsel, clarity, and confidence for all the best local real estate news and experts that you're going to find anywhere in the marketplace so you and your family can make the best financial decisions for you. You're going to meet a lot of great experts here that will give you advice on everything that goes on from 12 to 1 p.m. right here on 1500 a.m. And to make things easier for you to get in contact with us and get in touch with the professionals that you want to need and talk to about your advice, we've set up a hotline just for you. So if you're driving, pull over, or we'll take on this message a few different times. But our phone number here is 703-505-2999. Again, 703-505-2999. And think of us as your real estate resource hotline. You can call or text us anytime, and we'll get back to you after the show. You know, Marty, you know, buying and financing real estate can be exciting and rewarding, but it can also be really stressful. I know you and I, over the last 20 years, have seen a lot of crazy things.
Definitely. Right?
Yes. Marty, you want to talk about one of the crazy things you've seen in the real estate market?
Well, a lot of people in this area particularly bought their homes at the top of the market, where now, since the recession, market values have gone down. So we, you know, are dealing with a lot of people that can no longer afford their homes, or their homes are worth more than, or they owe more than what they're worth. So we do have, you know, a lot of homeowners that need assistance in, you know, working with their banks to come to a more affordable agreement.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that makes sense there. I know, Ron, you've been in the short sale game for a while as well. I should say short sales where you owe less than what the house is worth here, and you have to make an agreement with the bank in order to get out onto the property. How you doing, Ron?
Yeah. I've been doing short sales since the 80s. And again, the definition of a short sale is when one owes more on the property than what it's worth, but they're confronted with the need to move. And that need can be a loss of employment. It could be illness. It could be death. I hate to say it, but, you know, I've dealt with helping people get out of their real estate when they were confronted with the death of a loved one. And, you know, the household was really structured to be able to be supported by two incomes, and now it's, you know, cut down to one. There's a lot of distress in the marketplace. Life happens. And so there's always the need to be able to help people with their real estate needs. And those of you that are just tuning in, I want you to please be aware that this radio show is not going to all be about short sales. Marty has an example. Her title company does a ton of short sale work. I know that you, Andy, you work with a lot of real estate professionals in your marketplace. And we have seen, anyways, here in Southern California, a decrease in the number of short sale transactions. We've seen an actual increase in equity deals. And so it's not all distress. As a matter of fact, I think, and I'd love to be able to get your two comments, because the market in California is completely different than it is in the Virginia, D.C., Baltimore marketplace. But over here, we're seeing, last year we had 19% appreciation year over year in home values. So a lot of people that bought, one of my employees that just bought 18 months ago, he bought with a small down payment and experienced $80,000 of equity appreciation in 1 year. So are you guys seeing a more normalized market in your marketplace as well?
Definitely. People who purchased in the last couple of years are actually getting properties at what they're really worth and have equity going into the deal. So there are a lot of regular purchases and refinances going on. It's not all about shortfalls and hardships. But again, there are a lot of consumers out there that need help who bought in the time frame where there is a hardship now based on death, unemployment, divorce, disability, so on and so forth.
That's true.
Yeah, it life happens. I know, Andy, you work, you know, your day job Monday through Friday, you're a mortgage lending professional that you end up basically servicing the needs of many of the area's top producing real estate agents and brokers. What kind of transactions are you seeing going down right now?
You know, in the last year, I have seen a whole lot more of normal transactions as opposed to short sales. So we're seeing less short sales, less foreclosures going on, and more normal sales in the marketplace. And so, you know, I guess, you know, as a percentage of, it's probably 25% or less now in terms of short sales and foreclosures, and a lot more normal sales, especially depending on whether you're in Arlington or somewhere closer in. The closer in you are, the more normal sales there are. When you go farther out, you'll experience more short sales that are in the marketplace now.
Well, you know, we started the Real Estate Radio Network as a result. We started in 2009, really the bowels of the foreclosure marketplace, where 2 out of 3 real estate transactions were either short sell or foreclosure. And that's kind of reversed now. It's maybe 1 out of 3, 1 out of 4. So there's just not as much of it. But we started the Real Estate Radio Network because we wanted to be able to have a platform to be able to combat the negative media. I mean, in 2009, if you went home and turned on the evening news, if it wasn't, you know, foreclosures are up and prices are down and toxic mortgages, if it wasn't doom and gloom speak, it didn't make the evening news. So anybody that had anything to do with the real estate sector, and I do want to talk when we get back from break a little bit, Marty, you and I had a conversation with Andy about the employment base of your area and how unique it is compared to other areas of the country. But I was reading an article yesterday and it said that 22% of all American jobs, 22%, have something to do with real estate. And now I was blown away by that. It could be either the builder, the contractor, the landscaper. It could be the person that is in the new home sales office, could be the realtors, could be the mortgage lenders financing transactions, could be your escrow companies on the West Coast and on the closing companies like what you do, Marty, you know, all day, every day, which is, you know, accommodate the paperwork to make sure that everything is as it should be at closing. You know, a lot of people are really dependent upon the real estate needs. And the two biggest sectors in your area, you know, we talked about this the other day. One is the huge government base of employment over there. And then two, if you combine government-based employment, something to do, you know, employment, you have either servicing the government or working for the government directly, and real estate, those two sectors right there, those two industries make up one huge chunk of the population of your area. So I'm excited about your show that you're launching here. And, you know, as we've come out at 2009 and 2010, you know, back then it was a lot of doom and gloom, and we had to speak to that. We couldn't just act like it didn't exist. But I'm really happy for the radio shows that we're putting on now, because now we're delivering really great news, and we're talking about profitability. We're talking about people putting in a small down payment to be able to get into a property, experience this big upside in the way of profit. And I know the two of you have got to be seeing more and more and more of that.
Yeah, certainly so. In fact, I'm working with a lot of investors who are taking advantage of the lower interest rates, and the property values are still much lower than they had been in the future, or in the past, I should say. And, you know, I'm seeing investors that are putting down 25% on properties and getting at least a 10% cash on cash rate of return from the start, which is a great cash flow benefit for them.
Let me ask you this, Andy. Your real estate agents that you work with there, would they be willing to provide a free comparative market analysis if a person is not really sure what their current property value is, and if they're not sure of their current equity position, but they're thinking about doing something with their real estate in the next 6 to 12 months? Do you have some real estate agents that you could basically, with no strings attached, have them perform the equivalent of a mini appraisal, what's called a comparative market analysis, to be able to at least give the homeowner a pretty accurate, very close to what the property would sell for number? Do you work with those kind of people?
Yeah, in fact, we're going to bring on realtors from all over the area, whether it be Arlington, Bethesda, Gainesville, what have you, as far as that goes there. And we have agents that we've identified, our top agents in every marketplace, that we can help clients. All I have to do is call on our 800, our number at 703-505-2999. Again, 703-505-2999. Or actually just text us. Text the word value to that number, and we'll get back to you and connect you with a professional in your neighborhood who can give you that valuation to determine if the property, your property right now, is worth what you think it is and what your options are in terms of being able to sell it. Marty, do you have any other suggestions for that?
All the agents that we're bringing on are definitely experienced and professional in their areas. They have, you know, the ones that we have chosen are, you know, experienced and in their areas and are going to make sure that they know the area. They know exactly what the values are worth. They know what your neighbors have sold for. They know what your neighbors' equity positions are. So that puts you in the best position to make a decision for your family, either refinancing, selling, you know, or, you know, what other options are out there.
Yep, very good. And here, again, that number, if you'd like to text us for information, just text the word value to 703-505-2999. And you're listening to Real Talk Washington on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Again, you can text us with information at 703-505-2999. When we come back, we'll talk more with Ron Ruggiero, CEO and co-founder of the Real Estate Radio Network, right here on Real Talk Washington.
Real Talk Washington, hosted by local real estate and finance expert Andy Sikora. The purpose of the show is to help you understand what's really going on in our local real estate market. You'll keep up to date on current real estate trends in your neighborhood, so you'll always be one step ahead of everyone else. Whether you need to sell your home for top dollar, refinance and save money, or even buy a bargain anywhere in the D.C. metro area, Andy Sikora can help. Call Andy directly, 703-505-2999. That's 703-505-2999. Take advantage of speaking with Andy Sikora anytime you're entering a real estate transaction. Having someone on your side who can provide objective, sound real estate and financing advice is priceless. Call Andy Sikora today. You'll be glad you did. 703-505-2999. That's 703-505-2999. Or visit realtalkwashington.com for more information.
You're listening to Real Talk Washington with local expert Andy Sikora. Now here's Andy.
Welcome back to Real Talk Washington on 1500 AM. I'm your host, Andy Sikora, and joining me is co-host Marty Watson of Potomac Title Group. Hey, Marty.
Hi, good afternoon.
And also joining us is Ron Quintero, which is CEO and co-founder of the Real Estate Radio Network. Hello, Ron.
Calling in from sunny San Diego. How you doing?
Good. Your weather's a little better than ours right now.
Yeah, I saw the news. I woke up the other morning and went out golfing, and it was 31 degrees at 7:30 in the morning. But the good news is by the fourth hole, we were up to 73 degrees. So we'll be able to, with the chilly night now and then, be able to live in the normal weather that we do, 72 average year-round temperature here in San Diego.
Well, we're all jealous, mm-hmm. For sure.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you know, before we went to break, guys, what we're talking about and what we promised to talk about in this next segment was the uniqueness of your employment base. We've now put over 150 real estate related radio shows on air around the country. And in getting ready for this show, I remember, Marty, you were really passionate about your marketplace being very unique and very, which you know where I'm going with this, but you go ahead and just jump in here and take over, because I thought what you talked about was really relevant. I thought it was important for your listeners.
Right. Well, you know, like I said, a lot of people in this area are in good positions. They're in good equity positions. Their, you know, home ownership is affordable, but there are quite a few that are still in a hardship position based on, you know, their job. For instance, the government, you know, had a sequester earlier last year, and a lot of people were affected. They had to dip into their savings. You know, that affected what they can afford. So my company, along with the legal counsel that I have, have been able to help a lot of these homeowners based on their hardship, you know, work out something with their mortgage company that's more affordable, whether it be loan modification or selling their home for a shortfall. You know, our goal is to, you know, work with the bank and the seller to make sure that all the deficiencies are waived and or affordable. Any contribution from the seller is something that is affordable and, you know, works into the, you know, their hardship.
Like our market over here, we're very heavy military in San Diego. And I know that, you know, over there in Washington, D.C., you're more mainstream government. And all of the sequester talk and all of the furlough days and all the threats of layoffs, That had to scare a lot of people into doing nothing with their home or doing nothing. The uncertainty of, you know, am I going to get laid off?
Right, having to miss payments to make sure that they can afford, you know, groceries for the week, you know, because they didn't know if they were going to get paid. I mean, it was scary.
Yeah, as well as the fact that we saw a lot of people at the end of last year that were thinking about buying a house basically put the brakes on and said, I don't know what's going to happen in January, because at that point in time, there was an uncertainty about, well, is what happened in the fall going to happen again come January? I'm going to be sitting on the sideline figuring out, am I going to get paid or not?
Wow. Yeah, that's a good point. See, we didn't have that sentiment in our marketplace because we don't have the heavy government dependency in the way of an employment base that you have there.
Exactly. But I think, you know, probably between a third to a half of the clients that I work with are either government employees or they are related to a government contractor. So everyone in this marketplace in one way or another is certainly tied into the government or communication back company.
Wow. Well, see, that's totally different economic base than what we have over here in San Diego. Totally different. Ours is very heavy military. And, you know, the military, I guess it is it's a branch of the government. But it's different than your government jobs over there. I mean, yeah, you have a huge military, but you also have a lot of what I'm going to call white-collar governmental jobs, executive positions, making decisions on a macro level, the people that actually hire people.
Right, exactly. Yeah, but, you know, on the show, what we want to do is help people with three things, basically give them counsel so they can figure out what their options are, which then hopefully provide them with some clarity about what decisions to make, and then have the confidence to move forward with what's going to be best for them and for their families. You know, whether in a good financial position or not, you know, some things still hold true. And, you know, that is one, is you got to figure out what your budget is, what your cash flow is, you know, how to save some money for the future. And then on a longer term, you know, investing and buying real estate and financial planning. And then a third is at the later end is about protecting based on insurance, estate planning, and other factors that go into that. And so on this show, we're going to bring in professionals that will help people, regardless if they're doing great or if they're struggling at this point in time, and figuring out the best way to get them from point A to point B so that they're most comfortable.
You know, when we wanted to develop a new show in your area, we basically went on a talent search. And the first thing that we did was check the backgrounds out of the people that are going to be involved with the show, you first. And, you know, you have a great BBB rating. You've got a great LinkedIn community. I saw that you, you know, we interviewed you and chatted with you about your passion about getting people the right advice and surrounding your clients with the right advisors, with the right insurance people, protecting their assets by getting the right probate avoidance plan put in place where, you know, God forbid if something happens, you know, their family's protected. And unlike, you know, Tony Soprano as an example, the actor or the character of Tony Soprano, the actor is James Gandolfini. When he passed away, about 6 months ago now, his estate was worth $70 million and should have had to pay somewhere between $3 and $5 million in taxes. But because his lawyers totally screwed up when they put together his estate plan, they put it together completely wrong, his estate was confronted with having to pay over $30 million in taxes to the Fed and to the state. And trust me, they didn't have $30 million laying around. So guess what happened to James Gandolfini's estate?
Okay, very good. So obviously that was a really big check they had to write or do a fire sale to liquidate the assets, Ron.
You know, the bad news there is, you know, he had a teenager, a son. He had a second wife. He had intended for his second wife to receive up to 20% of the estate, but the way it was structured and the way that they're getting wiped out with the taxes, she's not going to receive anything. And so being confronted with having to deal with his death, now they're having to deal with all these other huge issues that, you know, just they're in a very, very difficult time having to make even more difficult decisions. It's just, you know, and I love what you did with your business, your practice during the week, your day job, Monday through Friday, which is basically getting like all your clients involved with the right-hearted professionals, the people that their hearts are in the right place, their advice is in the right place. And I know that you have a very deep customer base of, how long have you been originating loans?
For over 20 years now.
Okay, so you probably have a debt. Do you know what your mortgage under management number is? How many mortgages do you manage?
It's in the hundreds of millions. I don't have the exact count right now, but it's a significant amount.
Significant amount. And so your people still turn to you, even though they may not be buying or selling real estate this year, but they still turn to you for advice and recommendations for other professionals.
Yeah, that's something that we talk about whenever we do a loan for a client. We talk about, you know, what other professionals that they're working with, are they happy with them? Are there certain things that they need to address related to things other than a mortgage on there? And then we can then fill them in with the right professionals that would be a good fit for them, whether it be for insurance, estate planning, investment, retirement, what have you.
I remember when you came out here to San Diego, we were talking about, you know, doing the training and so forth. They were talking about doing a host the show. Should you have a co-host? And I remember immediately you mentioned Marty. You said, you know, I do business with a title company that I think would be, you know, if anybody would ever ask me for a recommendation, this is the company that I'd recommend. So, Marty, how long have you been doing what you do?
Well, I've been in the financial industry since, I don't even want to, it's going to date me, but probably since 1986. I've actually even done mortgages before I did title, so I'm very familiar with this industry. And I've been doing title probably for about 15 years prior to that. It was mortgage. Prior to that, it was banking. So,
you know, Andy brought up a point that I really want to touch back on. He's talked about the investors in the marketplace that are gobbling up properties right now. You know, we call that smart money. And I would tell anyone that's listening to the show right now that if you're renting right now and if you're not really confident that the now's a good time to buy, you might have Andy perform for you what's called a rent versus own analysis. One of the things you got to keep in mind if you're listening to the show and you're still renting, they're practically giving away money. I mean, the rates are so cheap because of the Fed buying all the stimulus, QE1, QE2, and so forth. The cost basis of owning real estate. Now, the cost basis is how much you pay back over that 30-year note, okay? Typically, it's a 30-year. Right now, I think it's a great time to get a 15-year mortgage. I have a friend who just got a 2.99% 10-year mortgage about 5 months ago. And, you know, the cost basis, if you do the numbers behind the numbers, and if you do the analysis of saying, okay, am I better off buying a property at $350,000 with, you know, 4 to 4.5 or maybe even 5%? Or do I wait where I could buy the property a little bit less but at a higher interest rate? And if you do the numbers, you're going to see you're better off buying a property at a slightly higher price but getting that low cost basis, that low interest rate, where a strong percentage of your payment each and every month goes towards principal repayment, meaning the repayment of the loan, so it's creating equity faster in your property. And you really got to know the numbers behind the numbers. And I personally think what we're seeing over here in San Diego anyways, maybe, you know, you guys comment on your market there, is the smart money is gobbling up properties. And they're taking advantage of the low cost basis. Are you guys seeing the same thing?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, largely I'm dealing with investors and first-time home buyers. We're starting to see some move-up buyers as we have more equity in the properties there. But, you know, now's a great time to buy a property because, you know, home values is only going to go up and interest rates are only going to go up this coming year. And, you know, if you'd like an analysis of should I rent or should I own, just text the word rent to 703-505-2999. Again, 703-505-2999. And we'll get back to you and do an analysis for you and determine, does it make sense for you to do that now, to buy a property now? There are so many different options out there for financing. Don't listen to the national media tell you that you have to put down 20%. There are zero down programs. There are 3.5% down programs. There are 5% down programs that will your payment will be at or low or below what you're paying right now for rent in many cases.
And instead of paying off the property for the landlord, they're basically paying the money to themselves by creating an equity gap in their lives.
Exactly. Very much so.
Yeah.
On there.
People need to know the numbers. And if you don't know your numbers, by the way, just text the word rent. And Andy, I'd like for you to give your phone number again in just a second here. But next to the word rent, share with Andy how much you're paying in rent. By the way, this is a complimentary analysis. There's no strings attached. You don't have to do anything, but you should at least know your numbers. And what's that number to basically send you a text and text the word rent and how much you're paying in rent right now, and you'll perform this complimentary analysis for them with no strings attached.
Exactly. You can reach us again at 703-505-2999. And you're listening to Real Talk Washington on 1500 AM. And we'll be back in a few minutes to talk more with Marty about short sales.
Real Talk Washington, hosted by local real estate and finance expert Andy Sikora. The purpose of the show is to help you understand what's really going on in our local real estate market. You'll keep up to date on current real estate trends in your neighborhood, so you'll always be one step ahead of everyone else. Whether you need to sell your home for top dollar, refinance and save money, or even buy a bargain anywhere in the D.C. metro area, Andy Sikora can help. Call Andy directly, 703-505-2999. That's 703-505-2999. Take advantage of speaking with Andy Sikora anytime you're entering a real estate transaction. Having someone on your side who can provide objective, sound real estate and financing advice is priceless. Call Andy Sikora today. You'll be glad you did. 703-505-2999. That's 703-505-2999. Or visit realtalkwashington.com for more information.
You're listening to Real Talk Washington with local expert Andy Sikora. Now here's Andy.
All right, welcome back to Real Talk Washington on AM 1500. I'm your host, Andy Sikora, and joining me again is my co-host, Marty Watson of Potomac Title Group.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year again, too. Very good here. So we stopped the last segment. We were talking about short sales a little bit more in detail here. You've been doing this for 20-some years now. I know they've changed over the years in terms of the way banks deal with them, the way consumers have to deal with them. Give me a little background on where we've gone and where we're at now.
Well, I think when short sales actually have been around for a very, very long time. But when the market at the top, when people bought at the top of the market and all of a sudden the property values dropped, a lot of people went to their banks for help because they no longer could afford their payments. And a lot of banks, you know, didn't necessarily require a hardship in the beginning. They were basically letting these people, you know, short sell or shortfall their, you know, what they owed with the banks based upon the fact that their property values were just upside down. And they did at that time require the homeowners to miss payments on their mortgages so that that created a hardship, even though they might not have had one outside of the fact that their property was up just upside down. Nowadays, the banks have a much more structured program. It's much easier to deal with. They, you know, don't require you to miss payments now. You can be current on your mortgage because that affects your credit less if you stay current on your mortgage, even though you're going through the short sale process.
That's a huge deal.
It is a very huge deal because short sale in of itself affects your credit. And if you're missing payments on top of it, it can affect it, you know, in a very grave situation. But basically, you know, a lot of people are upside down on their houses. What a short sale is when you sell your house for less than the balance that you owe on your mortgage. So say your property's worth $300,000, but you owe $450,000. You can list your property for sale, and hopefully you'll have a buyer come in and put a contract on your property for the market value. We then submit that to the bank with, you know, all of your financial documentation, and then you would be required to write a hardship letter explaining why you qualify and are eligible to shortfall your mortgage. There are, you know, there are a couple main eligibility requirements which they look at as hardship, which include death, unemployment, divorce, long-term disability. You could be relocated for your job. You could have increased housing expenses. Maybe your parents are ill and they've moved in with you, and that's, you know, you now have their medical bills. You could have a natural or a man-made disaster. You could have business failure. You know, based on the market, your business has completely failed and you no longer can afford your life. So that's definitely a hardship.
So just about any bad thing that can happen to you is could be a cause for doing a short sale.
Exactly. And the banks, you know, you don't qualify for a short sale just because your property is upside down. You do have to have other financial hardships. So it's not something that's just available to anyone. It's something that's actually available to help people.
Right. Now, are most investors the same in their protocol, or does it vary by bank?
It varies by bank. A lot of the bigger ones are very streamlined. You know, they'll hopefully do a 30, 60-day, you know, review and approval process. There are the smaller servicers that don't necessarily have a program, and they have to go back to investors for approvals. All they are is the middleman, so to speak. But they definitely, it's way better than it was 5 years ago, for sure.
Yeah, I remember back in the day where it was just kind of like, you know, happenstance in terms of what process was going to happen on there. And I know it was took like, you know, 6 months to a year sometimes for a short sale to be approved in the past. Is that still the case or is it more expedited now?
No, it's definitely more expedited now. I mean, 30 to 60 days is the standard now. You know, I did have one homeowner that I helped about a year ago whose husband passed away. He had brain cancer. She started working with her lender during the time that he was still alive and gravely ill. And they unfortunately at that time would not work with her because he still had some income coming in. Once he passed away, that's when she came to me and asked for my assistance. And I was able to go to her banks. And not only did her husband die, but then she was relocated to Texas for her job. So it was like a double whammy.
Wow.
But we were able to, she had a first mortgage and a second mortgage. We were able to work with both lenders to not only shortfall the mortgages, but also get the full deficiencies waived, which means that the shortfall is not necessarily required to be paid after the bank gets their portion from the sale.
Yeah, I've seen that with some banks there. They say, okay, you can do a short sale, but you still owe us 50 grand.
Exactly. They want you to sign a note sometimes. They want you to come up with cash because they see your bank statements and they see you have a little bit of savings. But, you know, everything is case by case. Everything is based on what the contract comes in at when somebody puts a contract on your property. And everything's based on your hardship.
Got it. Cool. So I guess if I'm a seller or if I'm potentially a seller and upside down or I don't know what to do, what are the questions I need to ask in terms of, is this right for me?
Well, you need to ask if you can afford your bills and your mortgage. Are you late on your mortgage all the time? Is it something that is just not affordable? You're not making enough money to cover your mortgage? And what are the reasons for that? Is it because your income has been reduced for your job? Have you increased housing expenses? You know, there could be, it doesn't necessarily have to be something drastic as far as death or divorce or anything like that. You could have lost your job, unemployment, you know. So you need to look at your budget and you need to determine what you can afford and you need to make the decision based on your lifestyle and, you know, what is best for you and your family.
Yeah, I know a lot, you know, when interest rates have been going up and a lot of people were in the old adjustable rate programs and the rate was going from 3% to 8% to 10% or whatever it happens to be, some crazy number, and they just couldn't afford the payments. That was the reason right there.
That's a very good reason, but that's not necessarily a hardship. So there has to be, you know, ancillary, you know, hardships that go along with that, because how the banks look at it is that you signed the note, you agreed to the mortgage, you knew what the adjustments were going to be, and they, you know, you have to take responsibility for that. So you need to qualify and be eligible for the shortfall to the mortgage. They want to work with you, they do, but at the same time, they want their money.
Funny how banks work that way, isn't it?
Right, exactly.
Well, if you think you might be in a situation where this might be a good way for you to deal with being upside down on a property, you can give us a call or text us the word short sale. Text the word short sale to 703-505-2999. Again, 703-505-2999. And we'll get back to you with information and help you determine whether the short sale avenue is the right one for you, or if there's another way we can take approach that will be a better benefit for you.
Yep. There's also loan modifications. You can qualify for a loan modification if you want to keep your house. We can sit down and do your budget and determine what you can afford, and we can offer the bank that as your payment. It doesn't necessarily have to be selling your home. You can also, you know, there are options if you want to keep your home as well.
Got it. Okay. Is there any other scenarios that you've seen in the past that would be a good learning lesson for people listening right now?
I've pretty much had every gamut of short sale hardship. There are some people that come to me that are just upside down on their property and they feel entitled that, you know, why doesn't my bank understand that I owe more than my house is worth? But, you know, that's not the bank's fault that, you know, the market is what it is. But if you have a hardship, as far, you know, and again, the reasons for hardship could be death, unemployment, divorce, long-term disability, move, you know, being relocated for your job. All of those reasons are definitely something that the bank will look at and that I will work with you to, you know, cultivate to the lender so that, you know, your financial position qualifies you for the short sale.
I understand. And there, if I'm a real estate agent, why do I want to bring a title company in, or do I want to bring a title company in, or just handle it myself?
Well, Potomac Title Group, you know, we handle it for the real estate agent and for the homeowner because we have legal counsel on staff. The legal counsel, we have legal counsel for Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. So they know the laws for that particular state. They know the laws that the lender's going to require for those particular states. And it also takes the pressure away from the real estate agent. The real estate agent, you know, has certain responsibilities and, you know, things to the seller outside of working with their mortgage company. And we don't charge the seller or the real estate agent any money for our services. We charge the bank. So we're not going to ask you to come to the table with any money. We're not going to ask you to give us any money up front. There are a lot of people out there that do ask for you to give money up front, which you should not do because the banks will pay our fees.
Oh, that's great. It's great to know. I mean, from a seller's perspective, it's great to know that there is a potential opportunity out there to do this, and it's not going to cost me anything in order to do that.
Exactly.
Again, so if you'd like information about this, please text us at 703-505-2999. Again, 703-505-2999. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about what we have on the plate in the coming weeks on Real Talk Washington.
Real Talk Washington, hosted by local real estate and finance expert Andy Sikora. The purpose of the show is to help you understand what's really going on in our local real estate market. You'll keep up to date on current real estate trends in your neighborhood, so you'll always be one step ahead of everyone else. Whether you need to sell your home for top dollar, refinance and save money, or even buy a bargain anywhere in the D.C. metro area, Andy Sikora can help. Call Andy directly, 703-505-2999. That's 703-505-2999. Take advantage of speaking with Andy Sikora anytime you're entering a real estate transaction. Having someone on your side who can provide objective, sound real estate and financing advice is priceless. Call Andy Sikora today. You'll be glad you did. 703-505-2999. That's 703-505-2999. Or visit realtalkwashington.com for more information.
You're listening to Real Talk Washington with local expert Andy Sikora. Now here's Andy.
Welcome back to Real Talk Washington on 1500 AM. I'm your host, Andy Sikora, and joining me again is Marty Watson of Potomac Title Group.
Hello.
And our last thing, we were talking about short sales, and one thing we were just talking about during the break here was cash for keys. And have you seen that? And explain what it is, and have you seen that?
Well, yeah, in foreclosure situations, a lot of the banks will go to the current owners and or renters and to try and get them out of the property so that they can resell the house, and they'll offer them cash for keys. There are options like that in short sale. For instance, I had one occasion where we had a person who was short selling their condo. He had current renters. They had just signed a lease. So he, you know, in order for the seller to break it, it would have, you know, not been legal, I guess. So what we did was we got the seller HAFA approved, which we'll go into more detail about what that is next week. But basically what that means is that he was approved under the Home Affordable Act, and he was able to get a $3,000 relocation assistance for doing the short sale, which is something that if you owner occupy the home that most people are eligible for. So that's another incentive to work with the bank to pay back the loan rather than go into foreclosure. So in this particular case, we were able to pay the renter the $3,000 HAFA incentive to break the lease rather than give it to the seller directly. So there are many options out there, you know, with any scenario to figure out how to get, you know, your property liquidated.
Yeah, no, I was on the buyer side helping a client buy a property. It was a short sale transaction, and the seller actually walked away with over $18,000. Chase was the bank, and they just stroked him a check for $18,000 to complete the short sale, which I'd never seen before.
I actually have seen that too. I saw a $20,000 payout. It depends on the investor. The investor is the one who sets the rules.
Yes, exactly. On there. So let's set aside the short sales for a minute here, and let's talk about in the coming weeks what we're going to do going forward here. I know we talked a lot about short sales today, but what we really want to do is focus on helping you understand what you can do if you're buying a property, selling a property, refinancing a property, dealing with different forms of protection for estate planning, for insurance, and we're going to bring on CPAs, financial planners, a whole host of realtors. In fact, next week, we're going to have some top realtors from Gainesville, from Reston, and from Arlington, and we're going to talk about how those three marketplaces are different and alike in terms of if you're a buyer or seller, what do you have to do in each marketplace depending on the nature and type of market, and even being in winter, you know, the marketplace is different than it is in the spring. It's great sometimes for buyers and bad for sellers and vice versa, depending on the market. Marty?
Definitely. People come into the areas in the springs, in the spring, because school starts in the fall. It's a great time for them to look for properties. People, you know, get out of their winter funk and get out there and actually want to see the sunshine and see houses. So this market definitely picks up in the spring.
Yeah, right now, if you're a buyer, wintertime is a great time. January is a great month to buy a property if you're a buyer right now, because there's fewer things on the market, but there's also fewer buyers to compete with there. So you can get a good value right now as well.
Right. Well, we are, you know, I know we did focus a lot on short sales today, but, you know, I want everyone to know that we are full service as far as regular sales, regular refinances. You know, short sales is just a, you know, service that we offer because that is, you know, a necessity in this area.
Exactly. Yeah. Another thing we'll talk about in next week here is the three questions. If you're buying a property, what you need to ask from the standpoint of how much is it going to cost me, both in terms of monthly payment, both in terms of cash out of pocket. And then the kind of the elephant in the room is, how is this going to impact me long term based off of if I choose to buy it and how I choose to finance it? Because answering that question is not the $64,000 question. Well, it actually might be a $64,000 question. It could really mean that much difference to you over a short period of time. I've helped a client recently who, just by selecting the right financing, we helped them increase their equity position by $23,000 over the first 5 years alone without changing the way they make their mortgage payment on there. So there's things that we can show you how to do to benefit you, build equity in your home, and give you a better lifestyle long term.
Right. And next week, I'd also like to talk about choosing the right title company for you and why Potomac Title Group can help you with all aspects and why we're the best choice.
Exactly. That's one thing that most buyers don't even think about until after the fact there, but it is truly a very important aspect of the process and one we can talk about more in detail here. Well, we appreciate you guys listening today. We're cutting it a little short here because we have a game coming up with American University taking on Holy Cross. So thank you again for listening to us on Real Talk Washington. I'm your host, Andy Sikora, and Marty Watson, my co-host from Potomac Title. And we look forward to talking with you next week, the same time, from 12 to 1 p.m. on 1500 AM.
You've been listening to Real Talk Washington with Andy Sikora of Guaranteed Rate. If you have questions about any of the information you've heard today, please call or text him at 703-505-2999. And plan to listen to Real Talk Washington with Andy Sikora every Sunday at 12 noon, right here on 1500 AM.